以赛亚书是大先知书里头的第一卷。
The book of Isaiah is the first book in the book of prophets.
The
major prophets.
那以赛亚书也被称为是旧约的福音书。
And it was also called the gospel book of the Old Testament.
因为以赛亚书里头有很多都是对主耶稣的预言。
Because there's a lot of recordings in regards to prophecy about Jesus Christ.
啊，我们最近读经啊，进度已经开始进入这个以赛亚书。
And according to our schedule for our Bible reading, we are entering into the book of Isaiah.
好，那今天晚上我们来复习一下以赛亚书里头一段我们相当熟悉的啊，以赛亚书第六章。
So let's review a very familiar verse. Let's turn to Isaiah 6.
这是以赛亚先知他所看到的一个很伟大的意象。
This is a great vision that was shown to Isaiah.
那啊，这个意象对以赛亚先知啊有很深的影响。
And it had give a very deep impression on Prophet Isaiah.
那也是他人生当中啊一次他永远不能够忘记的经历。
And it is also an experience that he could not forget.
好，我们请看以赛亚书第六章啊第一节。
Let's turn to Isaiah 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe.Filled the temple.
第二节
Verse 2. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying.
第三
Verse 3. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.
第四
4. At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.
第五
Verse 5. Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
第六
6. Then the one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar.
第七
7. With it he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for.
第五
Verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me.
Amen. 这是以赛亚先知他记载了他所看到的异象。
So here Isaiah recorded the vision that he saw.
他也记载着他当时的感觉。
And he also recorded his feeling at the time.
首先我们来看一下以赛亚先知当时他所处的时代的背景。
First, let's look at the background setting of the generation in which Isaiah lived.
请看以赛亚书第一章第二节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Hear, O heavens, hear, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me.
这是神对当时的选民啊，神的这种感叹。
So, this is God's sighing and saying to His chosen people.
这里神说他养育，但是这些儿女长大了，他们却背逆神。
Here, God said that He reared His children and brought them up, but yet after they grew up, they rebelled against Him.
这样的这第二节的描述啊，好像是在法庭里头啊，神在控告这些百姓。
So, what God illustrates here, it seems like he was in a courtroom accusing the Israelites.
那这个天跟地来做见证人。
And so heavens and earth were the witnesses.
请念第三节。
Verse 3, the ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know, my people do not understand.
甚至神说这些百姓啊，连动物都还不如。
And God even said that these people are not even comparable to the animals.
这个是百姓让神非常的失望，非常的伤心。
And so the people have caused God to be very disappointed and very sad.
神 是充满着怜悯的神。
God is the God that's full of mercy.
啊，但是这些百姓他们却一再的来背逆神。
But these people have once and again go against Him and rebel against God.
啊，所以神也不断的来警告他们。
Therefore, God continuously warned them.
啊，我们请看到第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5.
从这个第八节开始啊，就不断的有祸灾、祸灾这样一直的啊，来警告这些百姓。
From chapter 5 verse 8, starting from verse 8, it is the God continuously say the woes to the Israelites.
啊，这个如果我们看已经读过第五章的话，从第八节开始呢，啊，就不断的神说祸灾、祸灾一直。来警告这些百姓。
If you read chapter 8, you know that starting from verse 8, God have said to them, "Woe to you, woe to you."
那以赛亚先知就是生长，他就是活在这样的一个环境里头。
So Isaiah lived in such a time.
所以第六章以赛亚看的这个异象，这是他灵性上的一个复兴。
And so, in chapter 6, when Isaiah saw this vision, this is a revival of his faith.
那也看了这个异象，他也被蒙神来呼召他。
And so, after he saw this vision, he was called by God.
那今天我们所处的环境跟以赛亚先知的环境很类似。
And today, we also live in such a time very similar to Isaiah's time.
那今天我们所面对的是这个世界上的人有很多的背逆神的事情。
Today, we see a lot of things that people do, they are actually against God.
当人离开神，人的道德也会堕落。
When people are stray away from God,their morality also declined.
所以我们看到现代的人背逆神，所以道德也一直的在堕落。
And we see that the people of this generation moving further away from God, and therefore the morality continues to decline.
所以以赛亚先知所看的异象，对我们来讲就非常的有意义。
And therefore this vision that Isaiah saw is very meaningful to us.
他替我们，代替我们来经过了这个经历。
And Isaiah had gone through this for us in our place.
在这里他也详细的把它记录下来。
And here he recorded every detail of it.
所以我们从他的经验里头，我们可以来得着我们所需要的复兴。
So from his experience, we can actually gain what we need to do so that we can also have this revival.
所以我们仔细的来看他的经历要带给我们什么提醒。
So let us study closely what his experience and what kind of teaching and warning it gives to us.
第一个，以赛亚先知对神的特性，对神的神性，他有一番这种新的明白。
And the first one is that Isaiah has a new understanding of God's defined characters.
我们通常都觉得我们是认识神的。
A lot of time we think that we know God well.
但是以赛亚先知他这个经历让他对神的认识有一个新的这种明白。
But through this experience, this vision, Isaiah has a new understanding of God.
所以第一节说是在犹大王乌西亚死的那一年，他看到这个异象。
In verse 1, it mentioned that Isaiah saw this vision in the year when the king of Judah, King Uzziah, died.
这个国王是一个乌西亚王的时代，是一个国家很强盛的时代。
The time of the Israelites in the reign of King Uzziah is actually, they were actually a very strong nation.
我们请看历代志下二十六章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicle 26.
历代志下二十六章第五节。
Second Chronicle 26 verse 5.
历代志下二十六章第五节。
Second Chronicles chapter 26 verse 5. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success.
啊，这里说神让乌西亚王啊能够亨通。
Here it says that God gave him success.
好，再看十五节。
Let's also read verse 15. In Jerusalem, he made machines designed by skillful men for use on the towers and on the corner of defenses to shoot arrows and hurl large stones. His fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful.
哦，这里说他得到他非常非常的强盛，是因为他得到很大的帮助。
It says here he was strong because he received help.
哦，就是他得着神的帮助。
And that is to say he was greatly helped by God.
哦，所以他的国家非常的强盛。
Therefore his kingdom during his reign is very powerful.
那以赛亚书第六章第一节就讲到这个王死了。
But in Isaiah chapter 6, it mentioned that this king died.
哦，所以这个王死了，对这个国家来讲是一个很大的损失。
So the king's death is actually a great loss to this kingdom.
哦，他们好像失去了一个强而有力的领导者。
Because they just lost a great and powerful leader.
哦，再起来的王是不是跟这个王一样的那么有能力呢？
Is the successor to the king, would he be as strong and as capable as this king?
哦，再来的王，他可能不是这样的一个啊，这么有能力的王。
The next king might not be as capable.
哦，所以这个在提醒以赛亚先知，不能够只是依靠地上的王，是要仰望天上的王。
And therefore, this serves as a reminder to Isaiah that he could not rely only on the king of the earth, but he needs to rely on the king in heaven.
哦，因为地上的王，他有一天一定会死掉。
Because the king on earth one day will die.
哦，所以先知他对神就有一个新的明白。
And therefore, this is the new understanding for the prophet.
哦，他必须要仰望。真正要仰望的是天上的神。
He need to really look up upon this God in heaven.
哦，他对神的全能、全知要有一个新的认识。
He need to have a new understanding of God's almighty and God's power.
哦，地上的王死了，他突然的更加的明白天上的王是那么的伟大，那么的重要。
And after this earthly king died, he realized how important and how great this King of Heaven is.
哦，那他也看到说，这个神的衣裳垂下，充满着整个圣殿。
And he also saw the train of God's robe fill the temple.
哦，通常神的衣裳是洁白光亮的。
And God's robe is usually very bright and very white.
哦，所以这个荣耀是充满着整个圣殿。
So this glory filled the whole temple.
哦，那先知也感受到神的那一种尊贵、权柄、荣耀，充满着整个圣殿。
And so the prophets also feel that God's glory and God's sovereignty, His authority and power fill the entire temple.
我们常常互相勉励说，我们要荣耀神的名。
We often encourage each other that we need to glorify God's name.
是的，我们的美好的行为能够荣耀神。
And indeed, if we have good conduct, we can glorify God.
哦，但是不是靠我们给神荣耀，神才会有荣耀。
But God is glorious is not because we give Him glory.
他本身就是充满着荣耀。
God Himself is already full of glory.
哦，所以不要我们人啊，真的是很渺小的，不要以为说我们在给神荣耀。
As human beings, we are indeed very minute. We should not think that we are the one who gives God's glory.
哦，我们只是靠着神的怜悯，我们来尽我们的本分。
It's just that by God's mercy, we are doing our best.
哦，那先知也有一个新的，对神有一个新的明白。这位神，他才是永恒的。
And the prophet Isaiah also had a new understanding that God is the everlasting God.
地上的王无论他多有能力多强盛， 他总是会成为过去。
The king of the earth, no matter how powerful or how capable he is, one day he will pass away.
哦，他对神的永恒有一个新的明白。
So towards God's eternity, God's everlasting, he had a new understanding.
哦，其实这些都是大家已经知道的。
And so all of these we all know.
哦，但是我们要有一个新的啊，好像新的提醒。
But we need to once again be reminded.
哦，这样我们才能够被神来用。
So that we can be used by God.
啊，那先知对神的圣洁又有一个新的认识。
And prophet also has a new understanding of God's holiness.
哦，其实神，我们是很难去形容他的。
It's very hard for us to describe God.
哦，所以当先知他来经历了神的圣洁。
So when Isaiah experienced God's holiness,
他没有办法去形容。
It is impossible for him to describe this.
哦，所以第三节说，那个撒拉佛彼此在呼喊着说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”
So verse 3, he said that the seraphs were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy."
哦，在那个当中，以赛亚就深深的来感受、来经历了神的圣洁。
So among these, Isaiah have deeply experienced and deeply understand what God's holiness is.
哦，这个连续的三个圣哉，这个是没有办法形容，只能够用这样来加强。
And so these three utterances of holy, it's impossible to describe God's holiness, and he only can emphasize this.
哦，所以就像保罗他在面啊，他在提到说要选择活着呢，还是要选择死。
Just as when Paul said, whether he should choose to live or to die.
哦，他说如果死了，就跟神永远同在，那个是好的无比的。
He said that it is indeed great if he were to die so that he can be with God forever.
哦，他也没有办法形容，他只能够说是好的无比。
And he couldn't describe it with words either. He just said that it is very great.
哦，所以我们要常常去重新的去经历、去明白神的圣洁。
So we need to continuously have a new understanding of God's holiness.
以赛亚先知对神的圣洁的明白啊，应该比摩西、比耶稣亚还要深刻。
And I believe Isaiah's understanding of God's holiness is deeper than that of Moses or Joshua.
哦，这个摩西在西乃山的时候，神啊看到那个荆棘的火焰。
Moses in Sinai have seen the burning bush.
哦，他要过去看，神说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来。”这是圣地。
When he wanted to approach the bush, God told him that this is the holy ground and told him to remove his sandals.
哦，摩西也是感受到，啊，这位神是神圣的。
And at that point, Moses also realized that this God is holy.
哦，神也曾经对耶稣亚说，把你脚上的血脱下来。
God also told Joshua to take off his shoes.
哦，所以神他能够用不同的方法让我们去经历他的圣洁。
So God will use different methods and different ways to make us experience His holiness.
哦，至少我们从别人的经验里头，我们来提醒我们，来跟他们一起去经验神的圣洁。
But through others' experience, we can learn and we can also see what they see. And experience God's holiness.
哦，那个在十字架下的百夫长，当主耶稣断气的时候，他说：“这真是一个义人。”
The centurions under the cross, when Jesus died, he said, "This is indeed a righteous man."
所以我们应当知道神的圣洁是不改变的。
And we know that God's holiness will never change.
哦，就像启示录第四章也是提到那四活物。喊着圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Just like in Revelation chapter 4, it mentioned the four creatures. who also said, "Holy, holy, holy."
哦，所以我们对神的神性要常常有这种新的啊新的明白。
And so we need to always gain new understanding of God's divinity.
啊，尤其我们处在这样的一个环境里头，我们需要对神的神性啊不断的有这种新的明白。
Especially when we live in such a time, we need to have a good understanding of God's defined characters.
为什么以赛亚先知他能够复兴？
Why is it that Isaiah was able to revive his faith?
第二个，这个意象是以赛亚先知他一次自我的良心的觉醒。
And this is the time when he saw the vision.He was awakened. His conscience was awakened.
这在以赛亚书第六章的第五节、第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
在以赛亚书五章，神对百姓说：“祸哉！”
For in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5.
在第五章。
Chapter 5, God told the Israelites, "Woe to you."
那在第六章的第五节。当以赛亚先知看了这个异象，是他对自己说祸哉。
But in chapter 6, verse 5, Isaiah told himself, "Woe to me."
那他看到这个撒拉佛，他看到撒拉佛的情景。
So he saw the seraphim.
这个撒拉佛也带给他一个很重要的这种提示。
And these angels also give him a very important.A very important revelation.
这里说撒拉佛有六个翅膀。
Says that seraphim has six wings.
两个翅膀用来把脸遮着。
Two wings they covered their faces.
两个翅膀把脚遮着。
With another two they covered their feet.
两个翅膀来做飞翔。
And with two they were flying.
这个是也带给以赛亚先知他良心上的一个觉醒。
And so these are the things that awakens Isaiah's conscience.
人在神的面前真的是要很谦卑的。
And he realized that in front of God, man needs to be very humble.
像撒拉佛一样把脸把脚遮起来。
Just like the seraphs, we need to cover our face, our feet, and our faces and our feet.
主耶稣来到世界上，他也是这种态度。
And this is the attitude when Jesus came to this earth.
请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章四十一节。
John chapter 5 verse 41.
约翰福音五章四十一节。
John chapter 5 verse 41. I do not accept praise from men.
再看第八章五十节。
And also John chapter 8 verse 50. I'm not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge.
这个主耶稣他不求自己的不寻求自己的荣耀。
So here Lord Jesus said that he is not seeking glory for himself.
所以今天我们也要有这样的觉醒这个把自己的常常能够把自己的脸把自己的脚给遮起来。
And today we also need to realize that we need to cover our face and our feet.
撒拉佛用两个翅膀来飞翔。
And Sarah, by two wings, they were flying.
他们工作非常的勤奋的。
And they are very diligent in their work.
我们不求自己的荣耀但是我们很勤奋的来为主做工。
We do not seek our own glory, but yet we need to be very diligent and fervent in doing the work for the Lord.
世界上的人是为了自己的荣耀而来努力。
People in this world work very hard for their own glory.
但是我们能够拿掉自己的荣耀而来努力的工作。
But we need to remove glory for ourselves, but and still be able to work very hard.
这个神的当时神的荣耀充满了 这个圣殿。
At the time, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
啊，那这个以赛亚先知他良心有一个明白，有一个觉醒。
And so, Isaiah's conscience make him realize and have new understanding.
哦，相信他比当时代的人应该都要好。
And I believe that he is much better than the people of his time.
哦，但是在神的圣洁跟荣耀之前，他似乎是站不住。
But before the glory and the holiness of God, he could not even stand.
哦，真的，如果没有神的怜悯，有谁能够站在神的面前？
And indeed, unless it is by the mercy of God, who can stand before God?
哦，我们看到很多古圣徒都是那么的好，但是当他们在神的圣洁跟荣耀之前，他们是扑倒在地。
And we see a lot of the ancient believers, they are very good believers, but yet when they are before God, all of them fell to the ground.
哦，这个但以理书里头的但以理，他趴在地上，好像死了一样。
Just like Daniel, he fell down to the ground as if he's dead.
哦，那个在还在逼迫主耶稣的保罗，他更是这样子，被荣光所照，扑倒在地。
And Saul, who persecuted Christ, a Christian or Christ, he when he saw the glory of God shine upon him, he fell to the ground.
哦，所以我们看了这些，看了他们的经验，我们应该常常有一个自我的觉醒。其实我们是很卑微的，我们是很不配的。
So after knowing their experiences.We should also realize ourselves that we are very lowly and we are very minute.
哦，我们常常会求神啊，你的能力彰显在我们当中。
We need to often ask God to show His power and to work among us.
哦，我们常常求神的荣耀彰显在我们的当中。
We often ask God's power to be shown among us.
哦，我们有没有想到我们配吗？
But did we ever think whether we are worthy of it?
哦，如果没有神的怜悯，我们站得住吗？
Unless we have the mercy of God, can we even stand?
好，我们再来看一个例子，《历代志下》第七章。
Let's turn to an example. Let's turn to Second Chronicles, chapter 7.
历代志下第七章第一节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 1.
历代志下第七章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of God of the Lord filled the temple.
第二节。
Verse 2. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it.
啊，这里在讲圣殿盖好了，他们啊，来将这个圣殿来献给神。
Here it mentioned that they finished the temple and they are dedicating it to God.
哦，所以他们也在那里献祭。
So they have made offerings there.
啊，神的荣光彰显在他们当中，充满在他们当中。
The glory of God was shown to them and it was among them.
哦，那这些在圣殿里头服事的祭司啊，这里第二节说他们没有办法进去。
Here, the priests who have served in the temple could not enter the temple.
哦，所以我们求神的能力跟荣耀来彰显在我们当中。
So we ask God's power and His glory to be shown among us.
哦，在这样的祈求的同时啊，我们要求神能够怜悯我们。
And at the same time, when we're making this request, we ask God to have mercy on us.
哦，因为没有神的怜悯，我们实在是承受不了的。
Because without God's mercy, we could not bear this.
哦，所以以赛亚先知他能够对自己的啊，对自己有一个新的觉醒。
So Isaiah had this realization about himself.
哦，他借着这个异象，他很清楚的来看到自己。
And through this vision, he see himself clearly.
哦，他看到自己的。软弱，他也来在神的面前来承认他的软弱。
He saw his own weakness and he acknowledges it in front of God.
哦，他说，我是嘴唇不洁的人。
He said, "I am a man of unclean lips."
哦，常常我们的言语就代表了我们这一个人。
A lot of time, what we say represent who we are.
所以雅各书说，人如果在言语上没有过患，他就可以是一个完全人。
Therefore, in the book of James, it says that if a man can be perfect in his words, then he is a perfect man.
有时候我们应该讲的话，我们没有讲。
Sometimes we do not say the words that we need to say.
好，我们不应该讲的话，我们偏偏去讲。
But we say a lot of words or a lot of things that we are not supposed to say.
好，有时候我们讲了，但是没有力量。
Sometimes we said words with that has no power.
好，这是我们的软弱。
These are our weaknesses.
好，今天我们当然不会去说那个咒诅人啊，或者淫乱，这个不雅的脏话。
And of course today, we would not curse or we would not say bad words.
好，但是我们该讲的，我们没有讲。
But there are words that we are supposed to say, but we did not.
好，我们不应该讲的，我们会去讲。
But we say words that we are not supposed to say.
好，我们没有好的行为来配合我们所讲的话，所以我们讲的话没有力量。
We do not have a good conduct, to go with the good words that we say. Therefore, our words are just powerless.
好，就好像罗德去跟他的女婿讲说，赶快离开这个城，这个城会被毁灭。
Just like Lot, who told his son-in-law to move away from the city because the city was about to be destroyed.
哦，他讲的是真实的。
What he said was the truth.
哦，因为这是从天使告诉他的。
Because angel told him so.
哦，但是他的女婿认为他是在讲戏笑的话。
But his son-in-law thought that he was saying a joke.
哦，他讲的话是真实的，但是没有力量。
What he said was the truth, but it carries no power.
哦，有时我们常常也会这样子。
A lot of time is the same thing with us.
哦，我们讲的是圣经里头的教训。
What we say are the teachings in the Bible.
哦，我们所讲的是我们对这个圣经的圣对从这个神的教训而来的领受。
And what we say are the things that we receive from the teaching of God.
哦，但是听的人没有什么感受，因为没有力量。
But yet, those who hear our words do not feel anything because our words carries no power.
哦，我们就会像以赛亚在这里说，我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
And we can say like Isaiah here and said, I am a man of unclean lips.
哦，那以赛亚他也讲到，我是住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And Isaiah continued to say, I live among people of unclean lips.
哦，他觉得这是他的责任。
He think that this is his responsibility.
哦，他承认这些百姓也是嘴唇不洁的。
He acknowledged that the people also have unclean lips.
哦，他没有负起他应该尽的责任。
Isaiah did not carry his responsibility.
哦，所以他不但承认自己的软弱，他也来承认他没有尽到他的责任。
So not only that he acknowledges his weaknesses, but he also acknowledged that he did not carry out his responsibilities.
哦，那么这个就是复兴的一个原因。
And so this is his cause for revival.
哦，那他为什么对自己有这样的一个觉醒？
So why is it that he realized these things about himself?
因为他看到了这个异象。
Because he saw this vision.
哦，所以这个异象对我们每一个人来讲也是有意义的。
So to us, this vision is also very meaningful.
哦，我们不需要去一样看这个异象啊，但是这个异象它就是为我们而记载的。
We do not need to see this vision ourselves, but yet this vision is recorded here for our benefit.
以赛亚书 六章的第六节第七节呢，就记载了他这个神所带来一个非常清楚的这个赦免的信息跟作为。
In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, it recorded
一个很清楚的赦免的信息跟作为。
The clear message and promise of forgiveness.
我们常常 力量是很微小的。
A lot of time we have little strength.
哦，所以神既然我们承认了，神的帮助就会来到。
And since we acknowledge our wrongdoings, then God will help us.
哦，所以第六节、第七节就记载着神如何来让以赛亚先知得到洁净。
And so verses 6 and 7 tells us how God, what God do and how he cleanse Isaiah.
他说你的罪孽可以除掉，你的罪恶就得赦免了。
He says your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.
因为这个撒拉火从这个红的火炭呢起来沾在以赛亚先知的口。
Because a seraph had flew to Isaiah with a live coal in his hand and have touched Isaiah's mouth.
当然这是一个意象。
Of course, this is a vision.
在物质上，人的嘴巴不能够让烧着的炭来放在我们的口里。
Physically, our mouth could not take a burning coal.
但是这给我们一个给我们一个提醒。这种洁净的过程，是会受苦的。
But this also reminds us that in the process of atonement, we will suffer.
我们觉醒过来，为了就是要能够改变我们自己。
When we realize and when we were awakened, that is the purpose is so that we can change ourselves.
我们觉醒过来就是要去面对问题，解决问题。
When we realize this, we need to solve this problem.
我们觉醒过来就是要让我们能够进步。
And when we realize this, we need to make improvements.
我们自己做不到，所以神他来带领我们，来帮助我们。
We could not do this ourselves, therefore God.Is here to guide us and to help us.
所以我们很可能都会经历这种火炭放在我们的口里头。
And so, we will also experience a live coal put in our mouth.
圣经里头有很多这样的经节。
In the Bible, there are a lot of verses considering this.
比如说约伯记二十三章。
For example, in the book of Job 23.
请看约伯记二十三章。第十节。
Job 23 verse 10.
约伯记二十三章第十节。
Job chapter 23 verse 10. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold.
这里约伯他说神会试炼我，然后我就像金金。
Here it says that Job said that God will test him and he will come forth as gold.
好，请我们再看回以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Turn back to Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
为什么说这个异象让以赛亚先知复兴了？
Why did I say that this vision have revived Isaiah?
因为他对周遭的灵命，他有一个新的关怀。
Because he has a new concern towards the people or the souls around him.
在第八节，神说我可以差遣谁呢？
Verse 8, God said, Whom shall I send?
谁肯为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
以赛亚先知说我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah said, Here I am, send me.
是一句很简短很容易讲出来的话，请差遣我，我在这里。
These words are short and easy for us to say. Here I am, send me.
但是我一开始已经提到了，那时候的环境是怎样的环境。
But in the beginning, we mentioned what kind of society were living at the time.
那是一个百姓悖逆神的时代。
It was the time when the people rebelled against God.
神说他们连这个牛驴都不如。
God said that they are not even comparable to donkey or ox.
他们是很硬心的。
Their heart were very hard. Their heart were hardened.
我们请看以赛亚书的第六章第九节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 6 verse 9. He said, "Go and tell these people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving." 哦，
你讲了，他们听，但是他们不会明白。
And you'll say it, they hear it, but they will never understand. 哦，
你行了什么事情，他们看见，但是他们不相信，他们不晓得。
You'll do something, they will see it, but then they will not perceive. They do not know what you're doing.
哦，既然他们啊。不愿意听，也不愿意看，那你为什么要去关心他们？
And since they are not willing to hear you or to see what you do, then why should you care about them?
哦，这样的情形也是今天我们很多人所遇见的。
And this is also a situation that a lot of us will encounter today.
哦，你可能花了很多的传单，到底有几个人他真的愿意看一看？真的愿意来。
Maybe you'll go around and pass out a lot of flyers and invitations, but how many of the people who actually will read it and will come to attend?
哦，你向你认识的人做过见证，有几个人会很 appreciate 你的见证
？And maybe you testify to a lot of people or a lot of your friends, but how many of them actually appreciate it?
哦，你邀请过多少人，他们真的很喜欢很。很高兴你的邀请。
How many people have you invited, and how many of them were actually glad that you invited them?
哦，我们还是总是能够这么欢喜的去对人做见证，去邀请人吗
？And after all this, can you still go out and pass out flyers or invite people and testify in the name of the Lord with a joyful heart?
啊，我们愿意的，但是我们需要。我们有复兴。
And we are willing, but we need to first have a revival.
因为复兴了，我们才会对周遭的这些灵魂能够有一个新的关怀。
And because after our faith is revived, then we can have this new concern towards all these lost souls around us.
我们为很多的事情在做祷告。
We are praying for a lot of things.
但是我们可能很少祷告说，请差遣我。
But it's probably rare for us to pray to God and say, please send me.
我们都希望我们是做一个灵魂的拯救者。
We all wish to save souls.
但是需要先复兴了，我们才很自然的能够去拯救灵魂。
But first, we must first revive our faith so that we can save souls.
好，所以我们常常，我们很关心我们的先道。
And we care a lot about evangelism.
好，但是我们要常常要不要忘了问自己，我的灵性有没有复兴
？But we should not forget to ask ourselves whether our faith has been revived.
我们对神的神性是不是一直有这个新的明白
？Do we continuously have a new understanding of God's divine characters？
我们对自己有没有常常有新的觉醒
？Do we have a lot of Do we have new realization about ourselves？
这就是为什么神让以赛亚先知看这个异象。
This is why God have let Isaiah saw this vision。
这就是为什么以赛亚先知把这个异象给记录下来。
That is why Isaiah recorded this vision.
当他的心对了，他就开始准备去工作。
When his heart is set right, then that is when he prepared to go out and work.
虽然他的环境是很不好的。
Even though he lived in a bad environment.
今天我们都很在意人的灵魂，希望有更多的人。能够来得救。
Today we care about the lost souls. We wish more people can come and receive salvation.
所以我们求神帮助我们来准备我们的心。
So we ask God to help us and to prepare our heart.
常常能够借着这圣经里头，比如说以赛亚先知的异象，来启发我们。
And so, we need to rely on the words of.The Bible, such as Isaiah's vision, to drives us.
因为我们要工作，我们需要预备我们自己，预备我们的心。
Because before we work, we need to prepare our heart and ourselves.
愿 神对以赛亚的感动也能够来感动我们，当我们来读他所看见的异象。
May God who touched Isaiah will also touch us, so that we can.
当我们在读他所看的异象的时候。
So when we are reading this vision that he saw.
好，我们一起唱诗400首。
Let us sing him 400.